The Catholic Bishops' Conference has maintained its call for the scrapping of the computerized school selection and placement system. Over the weekend, the bishops made the call in a communique at the end of their summit. Speaking today in an interview with Radio Ghana, the president of the conference, Bishop Osaibunsu, said the current computerized system is bedeviled with a lot of problems, including corruption and non-placement of qualified candidates. Bishop Osaibunsu spoke to Bubu Klinogu.
The system has been in place for some years now, and there have been several problems. We drew attention to some of these problems in the past, but they've not been seen to. All kinds of problems. For example, a headmaster in his school knows that maybe in this particular year, he has room for 50 students. Then the computer selection will bring in 150 students. How is he going to put 150 students in a school where he has only a place for 50? Then sometimes there are students also who do very well, but they don't get the not their choice. There are others who do not do well, and they don't get the better schools. Again, you may have a student, let's say in Accra, and then he is posted to, let's say, Boku, and made a day student. Doesn't know anybody there, has to go to school there. But if the system wasn't there, then the parent will have the freedom to choose a school in and around Accra, so that the person could even stay at home and then go to school. These are some of the problems that the system, and it's just not working. And the corruption that was supposed to check, the same corruption is that bribes are being received for admission and all that kind of thing. And that's why we are saying that they should be.
You are talking of bribes being received. Is there any evidence to show that people or headmasters actually receive bribes? Because we've spoken to the authorities and they deny such claims.
Of course they will deny it, but we know of cases where people have paid money and they have gotten a place even though the computer didn't put them there.
Is this also because you are a Catholic church and you have a major role to play in the education sector, and that you think this system does not allow you to have your people in the Catholics in the Catholic schools?
No, we are not speaking just about Catholic schools. We are speaking about schools in general. Of course you have schools, and of course, you know, we see that you have more freedom, but we are not speaking just for our own parochial interests. We are speaking, you know, for schools all over Ghana.
So, in your estimation, or in your view, what do you think is the best way in terms of placing candidates in schools?
Well, we need to sit down with the Minister of Education to have a forum and discuss these problems and come up with a better system, because this one is not working and there are so many problems. The parents are not happy with it and they're not able to say it, you know, and so we need to sit down with the ministry. And in fact, we have a meeting scheduled for the end of this month. We'll bring this matter up and then we'll see if we can find a way forward.
President of the Catholic Bishops' Conference, Bishop Osaibunsu, talking to Bubu Klinogu. The Ministry of Education has dismissed the call by the Catholic Bishops' Conference for the abolition of the computerized school selection and placement system. The PRO of the ministry, Paul Krampa, told Bubu Klinogu that the call is misplaced. Though Mr. Krampa admits that there are challenges confronting the system, he said it is still the best ever system for admission of candidates. He assured the public that efforts are being made to resolve the difficulties.
Well, I feel that the call by the Calibishops is misplaced in the sense that this program has actually been put in place to address some of the challenges facing admission of candidates into senior high schools over the years. And people have actually held the system as the best system that is very good for admitting students into senior high schools and technical institutions. So the call by the Bishop Conference is something that I cannot understand, in the sense that if there are challenges, there is the need for the ministry to look at the system once again and then address the challenges. But to call for its abolition, I don't think it's a good call as far as I am concerned.
So what about the allegations that some school heads are forced to take money, or people on the system, like those in charge of the system, take money from people to place them in schools?
Well, we need evidence. You get what I'm trying to say. You have to really point out that it's allegation. But if people are able to come up with evidence that this and this person has collected money before admitting students, well, that one can easily be addressed. But just to talk about, allegations, we cannot substantiate it. But if there are ample evidence to show that this is what is happening in a particular school, then the authorities can take up the issue and then address it. But as of now, we are only talking about allegations, but we don't have concrete evidence to show that this and this has taken place.
So what do you think, if this is not so, why do you think the Catholic Bishops Conference will go all this out to make this call?
People might have told them that there are, that things are happening. But the point is, as I stated earlier on, as for the Bishops Conference, it's a conference that is actually responsible for issuing pastoral letters on issues of national interest. And they might have heard it. That's why I'm saying that these are all allegations. But if there are ample evidence to show that people are actually collecting money before admitting students, then those issues can be addressed. But as of now, we are only talking about allegations.
I'm saying this because the Catholic Bishops Conference is such a responsible organization.
Yes, I'm a Catholic myself. I am a Catholic. I agree with you. That's a responsible organization. Yeah, they speak on behalf of Catholics. That one, I agree. Catholic.
In the make such a call, they should have evidence.
If they have evidence and they bring this thing to the notice of the Minister of Education, then certainly the Honorable Minister will take it up and address it. Call for the abolition of the system, I don't think it's right. Call for a review. The Ministry will definitely review the system. But to call for its abolition, I don't think that one is correct.
So how are you handling the situation whereby some schools are oversubscribed, in that more candidates are placed in that school that they need?
You know, the 30% catchment area program that was introduced this year might have actually contributed to that. You know, when a candidate selects a particular school, and the person is resident in a particular area, definitely the person will be placed in the school if he satisfies the minimum admission requirement. And then there's also that possibility of that some of the vacancies declared by the schools was over and above what they actually have in place. And I'm sure it was based upon that this particular incident occurred.
Then how are you going to resolve it?
Well, I think the CSFT sector is addressing them. They are addressing it. And then those who have actually, who have been placed in institutions that are oversubscribed, they will definitely be considered for other schools which have vacancies.
So as things stand now, how is admissions process for the first year? Are they all in school by now?
Oh, yes. They are all in school. The first year students are all in school.
Does that mean that all the candidates have been placed as of now?
Almost now. Well, I don't think 100%, but about 99.5% have been placed.
PRO of the Ministry of Education, Paul Cramper, talking to Bubu Kuinogu.